Hey Dave, it's Pete from Cardiff. How are you doing, man?
Hey, good.
Good, good. Yeah, remember we gave you a call back in June. We do equipment and some capital too. I had a little bit of interest, but you didn't really have any needs at the moment. Just kind of checking in. I think you spoke with Eddie, right?
I don't really remember.
It's that's fine. I think we talked a little bit about you financed like a Bobcat or something with GE, and that's why we gave you a call. Do you have any expect any needs to update some of your equipment right now, or do you have any projects coming up where you could use a little bit more cash on hand for them?
No, I'm in pretty good shape here right now.
Oh, good, good. Do you anticipate anything to changing next year, or are you do hopefully do better than this year? It's pretty crazy with the election and
It
everything
depends on who we get for the
Are you finding a lot of jobs are harder to do because of the current situation with the economy, or what's the coming of the
it
election?
depends, And when you get into an election year, things always slow down a little, you know what I mean?
It's a bummer that it's every 4 years. It's like cyclically every four years you're gonna have a bad, or not a bad year, but an uncertain year.
Exactly.
Especially
You
this one
can't
too, man. This is kind of
read in between the lines, you know what I mean?
Who are you looking to get into office here, to help the business?
Well, I don't know. I think I'll vote for Trump.
Any
You?
particular? I don't know, man. I guess if I was gonna vote for Trump, probably 'cause just from what I hear from business owners all over the country, you're not the only one that they, as far as business is concerned, that's who they need in there to, bring some jobs back to the country, stop allowing
Exactly.
so much to get outsourced. 'Cause I deal with a lot of the manufacturing industry, a lot of machine shops, and those guys are hurting more than everybody, when no one's paying people or any kind of companies in the United States to make their tiny little metal parts anymore for their cars or anything. It's just everything they got is outsourced. The only jobs they do are little, 500 piece jobs or, 100 piece jobs. You're not the only one. I'd think your industry's a little safer because it's not like you can export digging a hole out, can you?
No, not really. But people have got to have jobs in order to spend the money.
And do you get affected with the business taxes? Does that have anything to do with which candidate you'd prefer? Or?
Yeah, quite a bit of it, to tell you the truth.
What's the difference there?
I think if Hillary gets in, we're gonna have more taxes, and it's gonna be way less profit. I think you're gonna see the cost of material go right out of sight. I already seen one increase on product like gravel, stone, sand, this kind of thing, And I buy all that, of course, because I don't make it. And they sent me a letter last week, and as of January 1, they're raising all their prices 10%.
Really? And that's before the election, who even knows? Oh man, it could be as high as 20 or 30 maybe, depending on who gets in there. Is that like
That's
a
not good,
environmental thing, or is that just regulation?
No, it's just the cost of material and making the product and that kind of thing,
Well, where do they get it from? Is it all, made in the United States, or is this being imported from South
No, this
America?
this is product that they get out of the ground and make gravel and stone and that kind of thing. The cost of it's just going out of sight,
Really?
you know.
Hmm.
And
All
this is
right.
a big company,
Yeah, it's
so I mean
probably
10% to me, And
that's all profit. That's your profit, dude. Your loot. That's your margin. If you're only making 50% on a job, you just get screwed out of 10% of your profit.
Yeah, you only make like if you're lucky to make 10% on the whole job, as a profit.
Your margins are that low?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't realize how slim the margins were on these jobs. You taking mostly commercial work, or you doing any municipal work, or?
I do commercial and residential.
So. Oh, okay. So you do some kind of like septic tank work, I'm imagining, for the residential end? Like, what does that entail?
No, I do the basements. I do the clearing.
Oh, okay.
All that kind of stuff.
I gotcha. I gotcha. Hey, Dave, can I shoot you a quick email with my information on it, and I'll circle back maybe in December time, kind of see you check in a little bit.
Your best bet is just to call me.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. When said January 1st, was that when the prices go
January
up?
January is not much. It usually don't start here until close to April.
Okay. Okay. Now, how often do you buy gravel?
We get weight restrictions on here and frost is in the ground and nobody does anything, This is
depending
Michigan,
on the weather,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you guys get all that snow effect, the lake effect snow, too, that should kill you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I know, I used to have some family by there. But, how often do you buy your gravel, Dave? Like, is it, once every couple months? Is it a weekly thing? Like, tell me a little bit about that.
Like now, we've been on hauling gravel for the last month here. I got a pretty good sized project, commercial job going. And,
So you just go to the
sporadic.
Gravel.
I mean, you never know exactly when you're going to need it. It depends on what kind of job you're laying,
So do you just go to the gravel pit, just get what you need, and they invoice it to you on like a net 30?
Yeah.
Or okay. So I've dealt with some similar, excavating companies, that they actually have their own pits.
Uh-huh.
So that cuts a cost out. But yeah, I know, do they invoice it to you on a 30-day basis or a 60-day basis?
Right.
And then you just kind of have
10
to...
10 days.
10 days?
10 days.
And how long do your jobs usually take to finish? I'm assuming a couple weeks to a month, right?
Yeah, usually about a month.
So you
got to pay all that out prior to get paid for the job.
Yeah, so that's a perfect use for some working capital. Have you ever run into the situation where the gravel pit's asking to be reimbursed and the job's still not done yet, or your customers?
Oh yeah, I usually got that pretty well covered.
You're
a long ways into the job before you get gravel,
Oh, okay, so it's more towards like the final stages.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, well, it's good talking to you, Dave. I'll circle back a few times throughout the year and just kind of check in like I did today. But like I said, I'll circle base and have a good rest of your week, man. Hopefully,
all right, take
the
care.
Winter. Take care, man.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.